also speaks about things that a person can't do because we're afraid that he's going to accidentally do an avera. Like you can't, a tailor cannot wear a pin that's not for fashion in his jacket because we're afraid that he forgets to take it out before Shabbos. That's just an example. Now, another thing a person can't do is read by candlelight because we're afraid that he'll move the candle in order to make the light be better. Now the other thing that is a machlokes b'sham beis hil here is that we know that there's an issur for a person to do malach on Shabbos and also his children and also his animals. However, b'sham takes it another step and says even his chafetzim can't do any malach. So for example, a person can't set a trap before Shabbos if it's going to trap animals on Shabbos. We're going to get back into where we are. So we're speaking about how the fact that there's an isser, according to Beis Shammai, of his chafetzim doing, his objects doing malacha, so you can't set a trap before Shabbos if it's going to catch things on Shabbos or anything of that sort. That's what we spoke about in the end of the first parak. The second parak speaks about what type of wicks and what type of oil a person should use for his candles on Shabbos. It's what the Nusach Ashkenaz says between Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv, Bameh Madlikin or Bameh Ein Madlikin, and talks about all the different types of wicks. It also speaks about making contraptions where you could add extra oil on Shabbos, when it would be good and not good. It's the end of the Mishnah speaks about the three things a person should say in his house on Erev Shabbos. First of all, make sure his wife took off Meiser, put up the Erev, and lights candles. The next Perek Gimel speaks about the Isra of Hatmana, or the person has a different types of ovens. There's a Kira, there's a Taner, and there's a Kupach. The Kira has room for two pots, the Taner is closed on top, and the Kupach has only room for one pot. They have different status as far as being concerned whether a person is going to stoke the coals. It also spoke about the idea of when a person has an urn, or a kumkum, and if you took out already the heating element, so it might depend on how powerful the heat is, whether or not we're still worried about it cooking afterwards. And now it also speaks about the idea of frying an egg in solar heat. If there's a sudor that got heat, the hot from the sun, you can't use that because the toldah of chama is going to be usur, except for according to there's another mandama that says that it's okay. Rabbi Yossi says it's okay. Anyway, the story of the Anshei Tveria that they put a they put a pipe through Chamei Tveria and eventually they had to take it out because it wasn't good. The next perek speaks about the perek Dalit speaks about Bamet Toimin and Ba'ein Toimin, and this is the Isser of Hatmana. There's two different types of Hatmana. There's Hatmana that is Moisef Hevel, which is a serious problem. There's also a problem of Hatmana of something that is not Moisef Hevel, but it just keeps the Hevel. That's only a problem if it's still on the fire. Then it discusses all those different din. And Mishnah Hay speaks about we're worried about animals going out with different objects on them, or wearing them, or different types of chains, blankets, coats, or all these different types of things. Or a person different types of boots or whatever it might be for certain issues that come up with that. If a woman also cannot wear things that we're afraid that she might take off and show to someone else, that would also be a problem. That's in the Perek Vav. Now comes the Perek Zayin, and Perek Zayin is where it mentions a list of all of the Avos Malacha. We'll go through them quickly and with there we'll end, because the rest of the Masechta is just working on all the different Malachas. So Avos Malachas Arbaim Chaser Achas, there's altogether 40 minus 1, 39 Malachas. Hazoy Reya, it is the planting. Hachayrish is the plowing, even though usually you plow before you plant, but you also plant a little bit before you plow. Koitzer is cutting it down. Ma'amer is putting it into bundles. Dush, we said, is when you're threshing. Zoira is when you throw it up in the air and the chaff goes off. Boirer is to separate it. Toichen, to grind. Merakeid is when it dances, which is what it does on the as you're sifting it. Lush is to knead it. Oifes, to bake. Goizis is a tzemer, is when you cut off. Now, that was all what we call melachas hapas, or cedar hapas, which is all what you do with food. Now we're going on to the animals. Goizis is a tzemer, is to cut off the shear, the wool. Melabnoi is to white it. Menaftoi is to comb it. Tsoiva is to color it. Vetoiva is to spin it. Vamesach is when you make them taut, the strings into the weaving thing. Va'isa shnei bati nirim is which is also part of that process. Va'irik shnei chutim is when you actually weave. Paitzei shnei chutim is when you break it. Va'koishers to tie matters to untie. Tofer shnei tviros va'korei al menas litfor shnei tviros. All those are all part of the process of making begadim. Matzad svi is when you trap an animal and iser shechtoi to shecht it. Mafshito is to skin it. Moilcha is when you salt in ma'abedes oiroi is when you the molcha is to salt the skin is the beginning of its work, and ma'abedes oiroi is when you're actually softening the skin. Moichkoi is to erase it. Umechatcha is to cut it. So moichkoi is when you're getting off the hair off of the skin to make it soft. That's what it means, like to erase it is to wipe it off. Koisiv shteisis is to write. Moichkoi menas lichtov shteisis boines to build. Soiser is to destroy. Mechabe is to put out a fire. Mavir is to light a fire. Makamipatish is we're getting close to the end. Is when you're putting the final finishes touches on something that is being made. Moitzim Rashus Lashus is taking from one domain to another. Those are the Avos Malachas, Arbaim Chaser Achas. The rest of the Mesechta is all talking about all these different types of circumstances where a person can be involved in these different situations and all of the like. So that's the end of Masechet Shabbos Beis Hashem Bli Neder. We will continue with Masechet Erevin. Erevin is also nogeya to Masechet Shabbos because it's also touching on the halachas of Haitzah and how we can allow a person through different types of Eruvin to carry in different places. Just like to leave you with a thought, which is a man must be big enough to admit his mistakes, smart enough to profit from them, and strong enough to correct them. My dear friends, make it a great day.
Who's it from?
John Maxwell.